This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Good morning. It's a job almost no one thinks can be done. But today on Capitol Hill, a retired Air Force general named James Clapper will make the case for why he's the man to do it. The job is Director of National Intelligence, the head of all 16 U.S. intelligence agencies. The position was created in 2004, the cornerstone of reforms designed to fix U.S. spy efforts after 9/11. It's not clear the big fix has worked. So when General Clapper testifies before the Intelligence Committee this afternoon, senators will want to know, can anyone do this job? Here's NPR's Rachel Martin.
When you talk with intelligence insiders about the reforms after 9/11, a lot of the same words come up again and again.
Collaboration and close cooperation.
Better collaboration.
Communication and coordination.
The magic C words, collaboration and coordination. That's what most agree was missing in the story of why the intelligence community failed on September 11th, 2001.
One of the things described in the narrative was stovepiping of information. The inability or the inadequacy of information flowing across bureaucratic lines.
Paul Pillar spent nearly three decades at the CIA.
So what did we do? We created more bureaucratic lines. With the establishment of the Office of Director of National Intelligence and the Office of the National Counterterrorism Center.
The Director of National Intelligence, the DNI, whose job it is to oversee all 16 intelligence agencies. It's the most significant reform since 9/11, but turf wars and lack of authority have made this the most important job in America that no one seems to want. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates turned the job down when it was first created. In just 5 years, three people have held the position. General Clapper would be the fourth.
I don't think that we've ever established the office of the DNI in the way that we had hoped that it would happen.
Republican Congressman Pete Hoekstra helped design the 2004 intelligence reforms. He says the DNI was given responsibility without the necessary clout.
No one's been able to come in and establish that as a critical function within the president's circle of advisors. We need to establish the DNI as a strong, independent voice within the president's circle. We're not there yet.
And there's another problem. Agencies like the CIA, used to calling their own shots, see the DNI as a competitor. Tom Finger saw that up close as the deputy director of the DNI under the Bush administration.
Part of the problem is the continuing animosity of some individuals, organizations, that hope the DNI is a passing fad, can be made to fail, and things will go back to the halcyon days of yore when the Director of Central Intelligence was in charge.
If we needed someone to coordinate more and have more authority over the whole intelligence community, we already had that job. It was called Director of Central Intelligence.
Paul Pillar doesn't pine for the good old days, but he does think the CIA director could have been given more authority over budgets and personnel without creating another layer of bureaucracy.
Of course, that would not have been politically feasible after 9/11. It would have been seen as a reward for the CIA rather than as punishment.
U.S. intelligence officials say despite all the problems with the intelligence reforms, things have improved. The president's daily intelligence briefing now incorporates work by all 16 intelligence agencies, not just the CIA. Training programs for analysts have been standardized, and the DNI has created something called Analytic Space, or ASPACE for short. It's an online forum where every day, roughly 1,000 intelligence analysts post, share, and evaluate each other's data. Tom Finger, the deputy director of the DNI under the Bush administration.
There's absolutely no question that the amount of collaboration is far more extensive than it ever was in the 38 years that I spent in the intelligence community.
Intelligence experts say there's little appetite in the government for any more major surgery to fix the intelligence community. So if confirmed, General Clapper will have to work with the system he'll inherit. A system, says Paul Pillar, that will never be perfect.
No matter how hard we try to reform the way we do business in government, no matter how hard we try to improve our procedures and organizations, there is an irreducible minimum of harm and threat that we simply cannot abolish. We can reduce it, we can learn lessons and make adjustments, but we cannot eliminate it.
Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.